Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. The first day of fall. I didn't summer at all. I climbed in a pool one time this whole summer. I didn't go to the beach. I didn't do anything. I'm really disappointed in myself. I should have done better. And now it's too late. How are you, Jordan?
I'm fighting off a head cold, but other than that, I'm good.
It's too early to get a head cold. You're not supposed to do that for a couple of more, another month.
Tell that to my body.
Oh, I don't talk to your body. That's somebody else's job.
Yep.
Your body is all you and, well, whoever is in charge of that, but not me.
Is it really the first day of fall?
It is the first day.
I thought it was October 21st, not September.
No. Summer is over, son, and we're going to be moving into cooler weather. And
then we shift the clocks back.
The clocks are going to be turning back. I hate that so much. But there is an upside to turning back the clocks. Okay, you've seen my truck, the Battle Wagon.
Yes, I have.
And I love that truck with my heart and soul. It's the perfect vehicle for me. There's only one small problem with it. The button to change the clock is broken.
Oh, no.
So when I'm driving down the road in the summertime, I look at the clock. I'm like, oh, it's only 10:30. No, it's 11:30. So it's only right like half the year. So I might have to invest in a new system into the truck.
Yeah.
But you
could just get a watch.
Well, I do have a watch. I collect watches. I don't wear it as often as I should, mm-hmm. but I do. I'm a big fan of watches, but I will say this. Now, I'm not bragging. It was a gift.
Right.
But I own a Rolex.
No kidding.
I do. I've had it for, it was a gift from a friend of mine, 12 years ago. And here's what I'm going to say about a Rolex. They are ridiculously expensive. I wouldn't buy one.
Oh, yeah.
I would not go out and buy a Rolex. Wouldn't happen. But I own one, and I try wearing it. It keeps the worst time I've ever seen in my entire life. I lose like 5 minutes a day. It's just, and you'd think, okay, Swiss timepiece, right? Oh, it should be so great and everything. Nah, it's pretty,
yeah,
but it's not worth what. And I talked to somebody who's like, I do know people that own several of them,
mm-hmm.
because, well, they got money. And I said, I'm like, man, why do you wear that? Doesn't it keep just really crappy time? And he goes, well, you have to send it in to Rolex to have it calibrated. They adjust the watch and calibrate it, and you have to do that like every 5 or so years. I'm like, okay, well, what's that cost? And they're like, well, it's $1,000. I'm like, but it doesn't. I can get all the fluids changed in my truck and all the tires rotated and everything for like $200.
Yeah.
And it costs $1,000 to readjust a watch?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, I'm just going to... My dream, though, eventually, everybody has those little things they want in life. Eventually, I want to own a ball. Now, do you know...
Is that one of those pocket watches?
Well, very, very good and very close.
Okay.
Okay. Ball is the original railroad watch.
Got it.
Okay. There was a railroad accident in the 20s or 30s. I can't remember exactly. Where two trains collided head on because their watches were off by 4 minutes.
Okay.
And so Mr. Ball created the railroad watch. And he they gave watches to every single conductor in the nation, and every station in the nation had a guy that would come in, a watch expert, trained by Mr. Ball, and once a month, everybody was supposed to bring their watches to have them calibrated. We actually, for a time, ran on railroad time here in the United States. And the watches were not allowed to be off by more than 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, here's what makes the story even more interesting. In Switzerland, because we were just talking about Swiss watches, they had like hundreds of watch and clock companies. So, you know, that's Switzerland known for their timepieces. But they had no standard. There was no standards for the watch. So they figured out, okay, we need to have some kind of, you know, standards for our clocks and keeping timepieces. And who did the Swiss hire? Mr. Ball.
There you go.
An American went to Switzerland and set the Swiss standard for watchmaking. Now, here's where the story gets even more interesting. And I know I'm off, but now I know I'm off because this had to be, the train crash had to be even earlier than that. Mr. Ford went to the Ball watch factory, stayed there for a week, and because of Mr. Ball, he now knew how to make an assembly line. So the first assembly line was not the Ford, it was the watches. And so now they don't make pocket watches like they used to. Now they make wrist watches. Mm-hmm. And they are known for being for the watches that are carried by like explorers, guys that are going up into the Arctic, going into, you know, the deepest parts of the ocean. The crystal, 4 millimeters thick.
Yeah.
Now that's really thick glass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I know I'm obsessing because I really am obsessed with this company. A gentleman, a soldier, was in Iraq.
Okay.
He was wearing a Ball watch. Now, again, they're expensive. Like $3,500.
Yeah, that is very expensive.
That's very expensive for people like you and me. But when you hear this part of the story, you start thinking, I wanna look into it. Soldier is hit by an IED.
Right.
All right. And shrapnel blew towards him and hit the watch. The watch saved his hand. He didn't lose a hand because of the watch. So he sends it back to Ball, the company, to get it repaired because they have a lifetime warranty. And they look at this thing. It's just obliterated. And they're like, we can't fix this. What are you thinking?
On what planet do you think we can put this back together?
Right. And so they do a little research. They find out that this guy is a soldier, got hit by the IED, that the watch saved his hand. They built him his own watch and presented it to him.
Amazing.
That's a company I want to be involved
yes.
with. Absolutely. So, all right, folks, we have an absolute metric ton of stuff to talk about today, and watches aren't one of them. It is first day of fall, so we had to start prepping. We have to start getting ready because cold weather is coming. I'm already noticing trees shedding their leaves. So we are done to discuss that. We're going to talk about the tornado. What happened there? Last count I heard was 10. 10 touchdown. Is that what I heard? I don't know about you, but I was at home at Casa de McCann freaking out just a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about a home inspection I did. My dad is doing well. He had open heart surgery on Tuesday. Triple bypass plus one. Doesn't that mean a quadruple? I'm a little fuzzy on that, but we'll discuss that. We're going to talk about finding help because I know businesses are just suffering. And guess what? Money's going to be left on the table if you don't know how to go and get it. And I took a 5-hour energy and I can feel my own hair right now. So this is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. Hope everybody is well. I love, you know, today was the perfect day for me to get up super early because the moon. Did you see the moon, Jordan, when you were coming in? It's not quite full, of course, but it was blood red. I mean, it was the prettiest thing I think I've seen in the longest time. Oh, and to people traveling today, I don't know right now. I've got Gary Powell's checking it out for me. But when I came in, and I was on the road around a little bit, I was on 95 right about 4 o'clock, so 2 hours and 19 minutes ago, and fire trucks were just blazing past me. I got out of the way. It's amazing me how many people do not get out of the way for fire trucks and ambulances. But got out of the way, and they jumped on 95 just like I did. And all I can say is, earlier, I don't know if it's been cleared yet or not, but there was a tractor-trailer fire on 95 northbound right at Belvedere. And when I say fire, I mean, it was lit up. Jordan, was it still on fire when you went through?
Or no, but crews and state police were had closed two lanes and everything, so it was still out there smoldering at that point.
It probably is going to still be there. We're double-checking on that. But when I passed it, I mean, fire crews were just showing up, and the back of it was just ablaze. Didn't seem like anybody got hurt that I could tell. You know, it looks like the cab was fine. But hopefully they're getting that out of there. So if you're on the road right now and thinking, I'm going to jump on 95 North, I would avoid it right there near Belvedere, because that's going to be a mess, and it's going to be a mess for a while. So there you go. So it's the first day of fall. It's already starting to cool down just a little bit. You know, I've been watching Megan Wise and the weather, and they're saying we're going to have some cooler days. I'm looking forward to that. You know, this summer wasn't exceedingly hot, but of all the seasons, I think fall is my favorite. You know, and it shouldn't be, because I hate winter. I hate it so much. You know, all the trees dumping their leaves, and it's just, I don't like it. I mean, I like the fact that I can have a coat on and have pockets again. That's my biggest complaint during the summertime, is I carry too much stuff, so I don't have any pockets. But we do need to start thinking about fall. I mean, what are you doing around your house to start preparing? Now, the first thing I'm doing, and it's going to be probably tomorrow. Tomorrow, I've got to get on it, because I've put it off for way too long, is I have to start repairing some of my windows. I have literally 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 window panes that earlier this year, when I opened up the windows, the pane just literally fell out. Just plop. And I just didn't do anything about it. I should have. I didn't. And now that winter time is here, or fall is here, I do need to start thinking about it. Now, it used to be people, and there's still people out there that do it, you know, that they will come in and replace window panes. It was a thing. They were called glazers. And you don't have to hire somebody to do this anymore. It used to be such an art to it. You know, you'd have this guy, he'd come in, he'd be able to cut the glass himself. You don't have to do that anymore. Now, you know, your big box stores can cut glass for you. Though I will say this, I would advise strongly taking the old glass. Because the thing about putting in a piece of a glass pane is, if it's too tight, you're going to break it. I know, I've done it. So you think, I'll go just a little bit looser. The problem is there is, if it's too loose, it doesn't fit. And I mean, we're talking 16ths of an inch. So my first piece of advice is, please take the old glass with you. I am going to replace it with glass. I thought about putting in plexi, but the thing with plexiglass is it does get a little hazy after a while. Glass, at least, will stay clear. Two, it used to be that the glazer would come in, he'd have this big, you know, can of glazing compound. It's a putty. And he would take a special glazing tool and linseed oil. It's the only time I've ever used linseed oil for anything. And remember, linseed oil is funky. My friend Charlie Inch, he bought cabinets from a store over on Hull Street. Beautiful cabinets, actually. I mean, dovetailed and really, really nice frames. The sides are just for that. They're just sides. It's more the frames than anything else. But the thing about it was, they came unfinished. which was fine. He said, you know what I want to do is I want to finish it myself. And he wanted to, the natural wood to come out of this beautiful cabinet. So he was rubbing them down with boiled linseed oil. And I said to him, I said, you know, I swear I heard something when I was a kid. And I mean, we're talking, I was probably 13. My dad was doing something with linseed oil, and he took the rags and he put them in a fireproof trash can. And I said, why are you putting in that trash can? He goes, because linseed oil will spontaneously combust. And so I tell this to Charlie, where I said, you know, I swear I remember something about linseed oil spontaneously combusting, so be really careful with the rags. He said, okay. I said, you know, it might be an old wives' tale. I could be remembering something, you know, that I didn't really happen. And that's the thing, people. Your memory is not perfect in any way, shape, or form. And so I said, it might be that I'm remembering wrong. Might be an old wives' tale, but just be careful with the linseed oil. He sends me a picture like a week later. He goes, not an old wives' tale. He'd been rubbing down the cabinets, threw them into a plastic bucket, and when he came back a little bit later, they were literally smoldering. They had gotten hot to the touch and were smoking. I said, okay, let's be really careful with that. But so to put in the glass, the glazer would come in, he'd take his special tool, put in the glazing, and he would smooth it using linseed oil. You don't have to do that anymore. If you want to replace a glass pane in a window, all you really need to do is buy a tube. It's a squeeze tube, and it's got this like nice square tip to it. And you can be patient. You can put them in yourself. You're also going to need the pins, because you know the glazing is nice, but what really holds a piece of glass into a window are these little triangle sharp pins, and they're cheap. Oh my, they're like a dollar for 50 of them or some ridiculous thing. I know for a fact I've bought them a dozen times, and I'll use like 8 of them, and then the whole little box of them disappears because they're all so tiny. So you can do it yourself. That's the first thing I need to do, though, to get ready for winter, is I need to repair like say 4 or 5 windows. And because even little cracks, you can feel that wind. Last year I walked into the kitchen and I felt this breeze, and I'm like, where is that cold air coming from? And I realized that I didn't see it, but while I was not living in my house, somebody had chucked a rock through one of my windows. I didn't see it because it was covered up by curtains. And then I'm like, what is that cold breeze? Next thing I look up, here's this hole in my window. So yeah, I've got some windows that I need to repair, and maybe a couple I'll replace. I'll talk to, I got to talk to Kirk Akey, because he has those new windows that you can like slam a bowling ball against and they won't break. He's the only one that has them. I kind of want them. It's 10 windows. I'm going to owe him money for a year. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. I'm telling you, download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to us anywhere you go. Just talked to Gary Powell, and he said the VDOT is saying that the truck fire on 95 near Belvedere has actually just, right now they're saying expect delays. The right shoulder is closed off, so sounds like they got it off the road. I mean, that was pretty scary. I will admit, I've never seen anything like that, and I've seen a lot of stuff. So if you're traveling northbound 95, just there's going to be a slowdown. Hopefully they'll get it all cleaned up. It was 4 o'clock when I went past it, and it was just up in flames. So there you have it. Oh, and I have been, Jordan, I've been corrected. It's not the first day of fall yet.
Okay.
Not until 9:22 tonight. So you know what? We can still like do summery stuff until 9:22 tonight.
I will be cutting the grass in my yard like I normally do.
I'm by 9:22 on a Saturday, I'm pretty much asleep. getting up as early as I do, I'm done. I am gone. So, but with fall right around the corner, meaning in a couple of hours, we need to start thinking about what's going to happen when it does actually
get cold. I mean, we need to start prepping now. I mean, one of the things, first, let's start with this, because I tell you what, as a plumber, there are certain jobs plumbers despise. There really are. Unstopping a toilet is not pleasant. It really isn't. And I've been in situations where literally, you know, it was like the most horrific thing I've ever seen. I don't want to do that if I can help it. But if you want me to tell you what the absolute worst job you can do as a plumber is, it's frozen pipes. There's nothing in the world worse in my field than fixing frozen pipes, for the very specific reason that, one, it's freezing cold. You know, it's obviously so cold that the pipes froze and burst. And by the way, it doesn't blow water until it defrosts. So, you know, because when the pipes freeze, the water expands, cracks the pipe. Then when it defrosts, it blows water everywhere. So one, it's freezing cold, and two, we're laying in water. You just can't help but get wet, so now you're wet and it's cold outside. I hate it so much. So what I'm going to recommend, and I've been recommending this for a while, but now that I've got your attention, now is the time to close up the vents underneath your house. Unless you have those, you know, maybe some of you might have those automatic vents. I've seen those, and they work pretty well. They're okay, but you really want to close them up now. Check underneath your house. Is it dry? Great. Close it off. You want your, if you can, you want your humidity around 35 to 50%. That's what you're shooting for. And I'll give you I'll tell you a humidity story here in a minute. 345-1140. Ann in Williamsburg.
Good morning.
Turn down your radio, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see?
Good morning.
And okay, is the radio off?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. What can I do for you, Ann in Williamsburg?
All right. I'm building a new house.
Yay!
I think so, too. I've heard you for years saying there's one kind of toilet that is better than the others, and there's one that's really expensive, and I don't want to know about that one so much.
So you do or don't want to know about the one that's really, really expensive?
Well, tell me. And
All right. Okay,
you had another one that was good but not quite so expensive.
All right. Well, what I've been installing for the last couple, 3 years at least, and maybe longer, is I've been going with Gerber. The Gerber toilets are just spectacular. They flush everything the first time. They've really gotten their technology down, and they're not ridiculously expensive. I think the last time I bought a Gerber, it was like $250.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad. Now, if you want to go, you know, top of the line Mercedes, I would go with a Toto. Toto is a Japanese toilet brand, and let me tell you something: the Japanese take their commodes very seriously. And I actually have one in my house, and let me see, I've had that toilet for 15 years, and it has never stopped up, ever. And I mean, I've even tried. So the Gerber is fantastic, and it doesn't stop up. Now, one of the things I will recommend spending a little extra money on is, have you considered getting a bidet seat?
No, I haven't. That thought never crossed my mind.
Right. Okay. So here's the deal. And I just got one, and I have not installed it yet. Because I just got it and I have to run electricity into my bathroom. But I have a seat for my toilet that when I walk up to the toilet, it will open on its own. It has a remote control so that it will warm the seat so I don't get cold buns. The seat automatically pre-rinses the toilet. And when I'm done doing my business, It will, well, wash my, yeah, it's trying to be nice. And then it will blow dry my butt.
I took a swallow of coffee and almost choked on that one.
But I mean, I told you, the Japanese take their toilets very, very seriously. And I believe, this one has air freshener that I can replace, so it will release air freshener when I'm done, and then close on its own. But I've got to install this thing because, you know, you listen to the show pretty regularly. Since my lady moved in, I've never seen so much. We go through more toilet paper than I can possibly imagine, and so I'm putting in the seat for that because I'm cheap, and two, I have a really old sewer, so the less toilet paper I put down the sewer, the happier I am.
Okay.
Believe it or not, there's actually countries out there that they recommend, they want you to throw the toilet paper into the trash can, not down the toilet.
I've heard about that.
All right. And
I have no need to travel there.
I, you know, they have a nice seat that washes your butt.
Okay.
All right. But so I would probably go with the Gerber, and I would go with a tall toilet. I think they're calling it comfort height now.
Yeah, I need that because I'm old.
Yeah, me too. And I would get a round, elongated front.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm a guy and, well, I'll admit it,
yeah.
Man, we miss. So the bigger the target, the better.
Okay. This is fantastic. Everything I need to know and don't have to ask a salesman now.
And if you're in Williamsburg, there's a company called Vamac. They have a branch down there, and that's who sells the Gerber toilets.
What? Spell the company.
Are you going to write it down?
Yeah, I got a pen in hand.
Okay, you're not going to make me say it three times?
No.
Okay, Vamac. V as in Victor.
Oh.
A-M-A... C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know where they are?
No.
Okay. I can find that out.
I'm pretty sure you can. You seem like a smart lady.
Yeah, my daughter knows all this stuff about the phone and everything and finding all these places.
Do you not have a computer?
Yes, I have a computer.
Okay.
I even have a cell phone because my kids supply me with all this stuff. And I know how to use about 10% of it.
You know what? I have a cell phone. I think I know how to use about 12. So I just hand stuff over to, like, Jordan. I'm like, I let the millennials take care of that technology stuff for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, with me, it's kids and grandkids.
All right. Now, it says here you had a question about a gas line. Is that true, too?
That's true.
Okay. Give me the question.
All right. Let me give you the background.
Uh-oh.
The house I'm building is... or hope to build, is about 500 or 600 feet from the road where the gas line is.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to try to find out how much it would cost for me to put natural gas back there, like run the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I called up, and I have this woman's coming out to look around and give me a estimate, and she wanted to know what delivery pressure I needed. And I had no idea.
Okay.
So I said, who do I find out? And she said, the gas plumber that's going to put it in. The contractor's going to figure out that stuff, I hope.
Right. Well, here's what's going to happen is that what they need to do is they're going to calculate your pressure based on how many gas appliances you have in the house. So, I mean, if it was me, everything would be gas. I'd have gas logs. I'd have a gas stove. I'd have a gas dryer. I would have gas heat. I would hook up gas to my outside grill. You need to talk to your contractor, figure out how many different appliances you're going to
have. I don't have a contractor yet. Okay.
Well, then you're putting the cart in front of the horse.
No, I'm not.
Don't get snippy with me, young lady.
I need to have an idea so the contractor will know what kind of money he has to put in to pay for my wants.
So
as
you,
far as,
so then all you need to really figure out is sit down and write a list of all the different things you want to supply gas with and then hand that over to him.
To the person from Virginia Natural Gas?
No, to your contractor.
I don't have one yet. I know I'm getting the cart before the horse.
Okay.
But
you're buying a toilet for a house that you haven't built yet because you don't have a contractor.
That's right.
Okay.
You just have no idea how complex this has gotten.
Oh, I know, because I'm trying to do it now. And see, here's the thing. I'm trying to behave myself, because if I don't behave myself right now, I'm going to get calls from people saying, you are very rude to that lady. Hire a contractor, all right? Find somebody to build your house. And
okay.
Then that, I mean, you're thinking way down the road. What you write
okay.
now, right now, what you need is, I need a contractor. I need to know what kind of house I want to build. And then you start going from there.
The architect's got me a whole set of plans. We're working on that.
And it doesn't have any of the appliances in it?
It has. The stove goes here, the refrigerator goes there, but it doesn't say which one. I get to go pick that out.
All right, so you have...
I'm sorry I'm ruining your
morning. No. It's fine. All right, Ann, you got the drawings. Now you need to find somebody to build a house, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Ann.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your help very
yes, ma'am.
Much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, bye.
Bye. Jordan? Do you have my happy place anywhere handy? Because, there we go. All right. Okay. That helps. That's okay. My blood pressure's coming down. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to The Home Show. Kirk Akey just texted me. He said, box stores don't cut glass anymore. I have to go to a glass shop. Well, that's going to suck. Well, it has to be done. real quick, my last caller, Ann. God bless her. How Southern is that, Jordan? Bless her heart.
That's all you can say.
That's all you can say. Look, if you want to build a house, if you want to do any project, you need to have a plan. And I mean a step-by-step situation. This is where people get overwhelmed. They get frustrated because, as I said to her, you're putting the cart before the horse. There's a process. There's a step-by-step process. Now, she did the first step. She had an architect draw up the plans. From there, the thing she needs to do is find a general contractor that's a builder. Because the amount of steps that go into building a house, it's long and numerous. You know, a GC makes 35%. I think legally that's all the most they're allowed to make. And someone will come up and say, how come he gets 35% over top of what you are doing for me? Why don't I just hire you and cut out the GC? Headaches. That's why they get 35%. They're the ones that have to make sure everything is running on schedule. They're the ones that have to make sure that the contractor is there when they're supposed to be there. They're the ones that have to make sure everything is done right, cleanly. They're the ones that have to meet with the inspectors most of the time. There's a lot of reasons that you hire a GC to build your house. She's already looking for toilets. I mean, that's great and everything. But there's more. I mean, just in a bathroom alone, you have to figure out the toilet, the sink, the faucets, the colors, the tub. Are you going to have a shower? Are you going to have a tub shower? I mean, there's so many different details. You really want to have somebody that's done this before you jump in feet first and say, I'll take care of this myself. And for you people that are like newlyweds or you've only been married a couple of years, please don't do it. I've told this story a couple of times. I'll tell it again. I had a couple that called me up, and they said, Mr. McCann, my wife's dream is to open a bed and breakfast. And I stopped him right there. I said, you said your wife's dream, not yours. But happy wife, happy life. I'm down with that. And so they wanted to open a bed and breakfast. And he said, I'd like you to look at some pictures of a place we found. And it was a total gut job of a house down in Goldsboro, North Carolina. I mean, from the outside, it was one of what we call a gingerbread house. It looked beautiful. And there's old Victorians with all the little, you know, doodly-doos on it. But they showed me all the pictures of the inside, and it had been gutted, absolutely, completely gutted. And I said, well, how long have you guys been together? Like a year and a half? I was like, don't do this. There's another house. Because if they tried to do it themselves, I don't know if their marriage would have lasted. They called me later that year, within a year, and told me that they had found another place. They were opening their bed and breakfast, and it wasn't that much work. So there you go. I'm just saying, that's what a GC is for. Know what you're doing. So 345-1140, and I do appreciate you calling in, by the way. 345-1140, that's how you get through here to the show. I want to remind you, follow me on Facebook. Someone said they messaged me on Twitter. Probably not the best way to get a hold of me because I don't tweet. I never look at it. You know, I see the news, and they're like, this said on Twitter, and that happened on Twitter. I'm like, I don't care. You know, it's bad enough I do have Facebook. I find it to be a complete and total brain suck. You know, you look down at that thing, you look up, it's an hour later, and you realize you haven't learned or done anything. Nah. I only use Facebook, you know, sporadically, and I never use Twitter. So there you have it. But one of the things I did put on Facebook was tips for prepping your house for cold weather because, yeah, let's face it, it's right around the corner. Tomorrow, Megan Wise on Channel 12 has said tomorrow it's going to be 66 degrees. We're going to go from the 80s to the 60s in a day. That's going to freak a lot of people out. It's going to make my plants lose their mind. But the nice thing about that nice cooler weather is I can air out the house. I don't know about you, but does your house get funky? I mean, just serious funk this time of year. You know, the air conditioning's just been running nonstop. There's been no fresh air to take into the house. Tomorrow, windows open, fans going. I am going to let that house breathe. And I'll probably start doing some, I'll probably do some serious cleaning. That's one of the things. I can tell when winter is on its way when people start nesting. And now I'm finding myself doing it. Like the other day, I just walked into my kitchen. Now, I cook. I do all the cooking. Well, not all of it, but I do most of it. And that's not a problem for me. I love to cook. You all know that. I talk about food all the time. And so the mess is mine. I made the mess. And we kind of have a deal. I do the cooking and keep the kitchen clean. She does the laundry. She likes doing laundry. I like cooking. But I've realized that I'm starting to really get ready for bad weather. I started thinking about soup, and I'm starting to pull out the crock pot, and I'm just scrubbing everything down. So winter's on its way. But tomorrow is air out the house. You know, me and the cats, and it just makes so much funk in there. It's going to be nice to air it out. But do realize something if you're going to start airing out the house tomorrow. We're also dealing with allergens, those fall allergies, the trees. If you're pulling air into the house, you are also pulling in dirt from outside. So make sure whatever HVAC system you have, that the filters are clean. I popped open the mini split the other day, realized I had forgotten about it for about 2 months. I forgot about it completely for 2 months. And I was absolutely amazed at how stopped up the filter was on my mini split system. You know, do as I say, not as I do. I do that all the time. This is the time of year, especially when you're going to start opening up things, that you want to make sure that the filters on your HVAC are clean. You know, replace them once a month. If you have pets and kids, maybe every 3 weeks. And they don't have to be the really expensive filters. You can get away with it. You're going to chuck them. The cheap blue filters work fine for me. Your system might not be designed for these HEPA filters that you see people sell, like at the grocery store. Look, it's a HEPA filter. Oh, it's so super. It'll collect everything. Yeah, that's great. But is it going to put a strain on your HVAC? That's the question. I mean, the less flow you have, the more pressure it puts on that fan, and next thing you know, you're replacing a fan motor. There you go. 345-1140, that's how you get through to the home show. Want to remind you, you can go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face, and that'll take you to my page where you can find the podcast of this show. So you miss any parts of it, you can go back and listen to it. Also, if you go to my Facebook page, that's Richard McCann, McCann. You can find some of the stories that I post and a link to my new podcast, Beer with Vets. We have 5 episodes up now. That's a good solid, I think, 12 hours of audio you can listen to. And once I get back from my honeymoon, we're going to start in earnest again with the recording. We have a new mascot.
A new mascot.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so way, way, way back in the day, before you were born, WRVA had a mascot called Millard the Mallard.
Okay.
Okay, it was a cartoon duck.
Right.
And, well, I'll be honest with you, the guy who hired me almost 16 years ago, one of the things he was told by the company that he worked for, because that was 3 companies ago, was kill that damn duck. So they did away with, but now we got to come up with a name for him, because I'm referred to it. We have a trash panda. The dumpster outside. I've seen him now. I stepped outside just to check the weather, and you're in the dumpster. And we have a raccoon. We have a raccoon.
You call him Dumpy.
Dumpy?
Dumpy the trash panda.
Dumpy the trash panda. You know, I'd call animal control. You know what they would do? Nothing. If you collect an animal, this is his habitat. He lives around here, so there's not much we can do. But I don't want to get too close, but I kind of want to feed him, you know? Dumpy the trash
don't
panda.
Don't enable him.
I. You know what? That's one of the things that I explained to my fiance is my biggest flaw. I'm an enabler.
Oh, Lord.
I am. I can't. Look, there. The difference between men and women, one of the major ones is men, well, me in particular, I'm a fixer. So my instant thought is problem, solution, fixed, moving on.
Right.
And that doesn't work. And so I've had to really readjust my thinking to be more understanding of her thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And but I am an enabler. I totally am. Yeah. It's what we do. 345-1140. Wendy in beautiful downtown Verina.
Hi, Richard. I've just installed a new water filter in my, ice filter, water filter in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I've ordered them on Amazon and, got the one that replaces it. It says to flush the system with about 3 gallons of water. How do you flush the system? I mean, the water just comes in automatically, and I don't know how to accelerate that.
There's not really an acceleration. You put in the filter, and then you just start filling water jugs through, letting the water flow through the lines and through that filter, and you just, fill up a water jug a couple, 3 times and then pour it out.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right. Now, wait, Wendy.
I knew it had to be simple.
It is. But here's the question. You're in Verina. That means to me you're on well water.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, nice well water.
No, not in Verina you don't.
Yeah, I do. I do.
What are you, there by Diamond Springs or something?
No. Up further towards 64, but.
All right.
Yeah, we've always had great water.
You're like the first person I've heard say that, and I grew up in Verina.
I cut my
plumbing teeth on really crappy water in Verina. So you are blessed.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Yes, you are. But just let it flow. It gets the compounds in it evened out, and any loose particles, it flushes them out of there. That way, You can drink it.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Wendy.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Had an interesting conversation yesterday with my father, Charles McCann. Went and visited. By the way, for those of you who know him and have been wondering what's going on, yes, he did have bypass surgery earlier this week, and he is feeling better. He's still in the hospital because it was pretty major surgery. I mean, when they crack your sternum, that's pretty intense. I don't want to go through it. And I told him, it's like, so are you going to finally change your diet? And he's like, grumble, 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 grumble. I'm like, stop grumbling at me, man. 68 years old. You need to start taking care of yourself. So we were talking about the trades because, I mean, he's still in it. Now, I got out of plumbing mostly because I just started to feel the wear and tear. It's a hard business. It really is. But somebody has to do it. And he was explaining to me, like, what he's dealing with now and what's going through all of the trades, all of them, every single one of the trades, you name it, they are looking for help. They are looking for people that can work. And I've got too many people that are saying, I'm just looking for good help. That's the real key, good. I talked to an HVAC company the other day. They said they will start a helper at $15 an hour. And a helper, that means they hand tools. They carry stuff. They're not technicians. They're just helpers. And they're being offered $15 an hour and free schooling to get your license. And they can't find any help. Ladies and gentlemen, talk to your kids. Talk to them about getting in the trades. The money is there, and it's going to be ridiculous. Consumers, you people out there that don't know a trade, you are going to be paying so much money for craftsmen very soon. My dad was talking to one of the guys over at one of our supply houses who's been in this business for, what, decades. And he said, Charlie, I see in the next 3 to 4 years, 3 to 4, that's not long, that installing a toilet will cost $1,000. Imagine that. $1,000. A toilet costs $250. $300 for a really good toilet. That's just the toilet with your wax ring and everything. I can still install a toilet less than 30 minutes. Easily less than 30 minutes with a multi-tool. I don't even need a bunch of tools. I can just do it with something that sits on my belt. And they're saying it's going to cost $1,000. That's incredible. That's enough for me to think about getting back into it. So I'm going to say this again. If you got kids and they're like, I'm not sure what I want to do with my life, think about the trades. Things are getting easier, too. You know, we used to glue pipes together. Not anymore. You don't have to. Now they have fittings. You just shove the fittings together, and boom, it's done. And that's not just water piping. That's waste piping, too. I mean, if I could come home with no glue and cleaner all on myself, that's incredible. And the money is going to be ridiculous. Don't go to college. Go to trade school. Seriously. Work with your hands. You'll be the one making the money, not the lawyers. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Hey, Matt Paxton commented on my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm hoping. You know, here's the goal, you know, is I'm gonna take off the first weekend in October.
Yes.
And my goal is to have him sit in.
Okay.
Which means...
For both shows or just...
Just the second one.
Okay.
Just for the second one. But that means you're going to have to take him by the hand and make sure he gets through it smoothly.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, he's smart enough. He can cover it. I have no problem with that. I need to get him to actually, you know, text me back. But he's a very busy man. I understand that. But it'd be cool to have... I think he'd be great here for... you know, for the later show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, he's an interesting dude. I've sat down with him a couple of times, and he's very interesting. I wouldn't want his job, but at the same time, you know, and you said somebody called in asking who would be looking for helpers.
Yes.
Here's the thing. All of them. Every single contractor that I know is looking for help. Every single one. Name a trade, they need help. Electricians. I can't even find an electrician. I can't, you know, plumbers, they need plumbers. When I was talking to Dad, he was telling me, he looked around. There are trade schools that don't even have plumbing classes because nobody wants to become a plumber. So that's what I'm. There are really good money to be made out there working with your hands. I mean, my buddy Alan here at the station, his son went to school to become a welder. He tried college. Wasn't his deal. Went to trade school to become a welder. Oh, yeah. Doing really well with welding. He digs it. And he's going to make crazy money doing it because there's nobody else to do it. And here, I know people get all worked up about immigration, but a lot of these people that are coming into this country, they know how to do the jobs. We're not doing anymore. They're taking our jobs. No, they're not. They're not taking anything. They're doing stuff that nobody else wants to do. And I don't know. I don't understand it. It's gonna be a weird world. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a very weird world in my lifetime. I told my dad. He's like, Dad's like, well, you know, it's gonna cost $1,000 to have a toilet put in. I'm like, I don't care. You know why? I got skills. I can do it. And I can do just about all of it. I got, you know, I was really lucky. I got training when I was such a young age in so many different fields. So there you go. I'm getting off my high horse, if you don't mind. 345-1140. I was talking about earlier what we can do to get ready for fall. I mean, it starts tonight. The equinox is tonight. And you can already, I mean, I'm already watching the trees drop their leaves. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 66 degrees. That's going to feel chilly, straight up chilly tomorrow. Though they say it's going to come back. And you know, Virginia, yeah, the temperature bounces around like one of those Super Balls out of the 25-cent machine. But the first thing I'm going to tell you, if you want to get ready for the cold weather. Now, I've heard different things about what the weather's going to be like this year. The Farmer's Almanac. It says it's going to be warmer than usual. It's going to be a warm, wet winter. I don't know about all that. Who knows? But the first thing I want you to do is for preparing for when it does get cold, because we're going to have some cold days, is close up the vents underneath your house. Go and get some foam insulation. Cut it to the size of the vent and slide it into all your vents around the house. You want to close off that cold air, because it's when the cold air flows that pipes freeze. And there's nothing worse. There just really isn't anything worse than frozen pipes for a plumber to fix. Now, as we get a little bit colder, a little bit more into the season, we got to start thinking about those outside hose bibs. Not everybody has a frost-free hydrant. Some people, I still have the original hydrant on my house. It's not frost-free. Now, I'm lucky enough that I've got a basement, so that stays pretty warm. That keeps my pipes warm. But if you have a crawl space and you don't have frost-free hydrants, I would suggest this. Most of your houses have a valve that turns off the water to the outside hose bib. You want to find that faucet, that valve, turn it off, and then go outside and open up the bib and let all the water that's in it drain out. Now, if you don't have one of those, the other thing I would suggest, go to your favorite hardware store, box store, whatever store, and they make these insulated cups that go over top of the hydrants. They're really, They're cheap. They're like $4 or $5. They're not that much money. And what do you need? Two of them? Maybe two? You put it over top of the hydrant, pull it tight, boom. Extra protection. If you're really worried about your pipes freezing, there you can also insulate them. That's the easiest thing in the world. Pipe insulation is cheap. It's rubber. And you just slide it over top of the pipe. It zips. It's got these two little zip ties on it. You pull them loose, and it glues it all together. That's an option. But whatever you do, try to protect the pipes now, because you don't want to be crawling underneath that house when it gets cold. And you don't want to pay a plumber to crawl underneath there when the pipe bursts. Now, I've got this, by the way, I have this article. We'll get it up on, we can get this up on WRVA.com, can't we? This article off my Facebook page?
Sure.
Okay, how about this? Can we post it on WRVA's Facebook page?
Yes, if you email it to me, I can post it on the station page.
Thank you very much. So what I've got is, this is the story. The story is seven ways checklist of to prepare for winter. Number two is keeping out critters. And that's a big one. Because remember, they get cold just like you do. And you don't need stuff crawling around in your house. Like I said, we have what'd you call him? Dumpy? Dumpy the trash panda?
Dumpy the trash panda.
Dumpy the trash panda. He's getting all settled in. He's going to be in that dumpster probably all winter. You want to go around the house and seal up any holes or gaps that where animals can get inside your home. Hey, a snake can crawl in there and just settle in for the winter. You don't want that. It's not a good thing. Mice can get into the house. All your outdoor critters, they're going to be looking for a nice warm place to be this winter. So go around. Seal things up. If nothing else, go get yourself a can of great stuff. That's that foam insulation in a can. Oh, I love that stuff. I'm pretty sure the house I grew up in, out there in Verina, my dad was buying that stuff by the case. It was a 200-year-old house. There was holes everywhere. And he just, everywhere you went, there was spray foam. Insulate that stuff. Seal it up. I've got a lot of sealing to do at my house. My name is Richard McCann. That's McKannn. And this is the Home Show. News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget, download the radio.com app so you can listen to the show wherever you go. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Man, it's just that kind of... Ah! I'm sorry, I just saw a video of a raccoon that was trying to scale a building. He fell from like 10 stories onto sand and then ran off. It's a raccoon weekend. That's what I'm saying. Raccoons everywhere. I don't know what's going on. By the way, little thing I wanted to say that we started doing in earnest at Casa de McCann. If you live in the city, you know, you have trash pickup, and then they gave you a recycling bin. And I've been saying for a while now, you know, recycle, it does help. And I'll admit, I fell off a little bit. I got lazy, which is not a good thing. And I wasn't recycling as much as I should have. And, I mean, I was taking out the trash every day. I mean, literally every day a bag of trash goes outside. And so what I did to make myself remember do as I say, is I got a couple of recycling trash cans. Now, Entercom, the new company that runs the radio factory, they're big in recycling. And I dig that really hard. They actually went around. They gave everybody a coffee mug. So that we would use less paper cups or styrofoam even. And then they switch from styrofoam cups to paper cups that can be recycled. And so it's been a very big success as far as I can tell. Because whenever I go out to the dumpster, there's a lot less trash in there. And the recycling bins are always full. Well, what I did is I got a couple of recycling cans for Casa de McCann. And I will say this, it has cut the amount of trash I throw into the trash can by 50%. easily 50%. And then on top of that, instead of throwing foodstuffs into the trash can, I started a compost heap. Just a little one, right out in the corner of the yard. I mean, yeah, I know critters can get into it, but they're going to get into it anyway. But, you know, since I have started having actual recycling cans in my house, cut our trash in, like I said, 50%, easy 50%, if not a little bit more. That's how much stuff you realize once you have the cans there, you realize how much stuff you have that's recyclable. And it's pretty incredible. I will say that. So, you know, while you're out and about today, just pick up a can that's just dedicated to recyclables. You'll be amazed at how much stuff you can recycle. And remember, plastic bags are not recyclable. If you want to get rid of plastic bags, and I'll tell you, I have hundreds of them. Take them back to the grocery store. And they have bins that will recycle the plastic bags. My mom and brother do that. Every time they go to the store, they take the bags back. Now, if you want to get into the reusable bags, you know, we have a couple of those. I don't use them. My lady does. I want to remind you of this. Wash the bags. People have these reusable grocery bags. They never wash them. And they actually did a study on these things a couple, 3 years ago. And the level of E. coli and other nasty, nasty stuff that's growing in those reusable bags was incredible. Filthy. Absolutely filthy. So that's my little 2 cents on that one. Okay? Recycle. Now, I was talking about things that you can do to get ready for fall because, well, it's right around the corner. Like today. Which means winter's going to be right behind it, and I'll get to complain about the cold. Notice I never complained about the heat because I like to complain about the cold, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, though we all are. Here's one. Fall makes up, whether you're getting up in years or frequently hosting elderly parents, use the fall season to prevent falls. Falls make almost one-third of all non-fatal injuries in America, and a little prevention can go a long way towards keeping you safe. Here's the things. Floors. Scan your floors for fall risks. Look for clutter, slippery stairs, and loose rugs. Use a sticky padding to prevent slips. Rugs. Throw rugs in particular. I've done a lot of home inspections for people that want to age in place. One of the very first ones I did, in fact, I ran into that couple at the home show. They bought their house in the 50s and still lived in it. They said our first house was our last house. And one of the things I did when I went into their home was they had a little throw rug in the kitchen. And as I walked in the kitchen, I slipped on it. And so I rolled it up and threw it in their trash can. They said, well, we like that rug. I said, tough. Either put some sticky stuff on the back of it so it doesn't move around or get rid of it completely. Slips and falls hurt more people than anything else. Grab bars. If you have elderly people in your home or coming by to visit, think about putting grab bars in your bathroom. Now, I know I've had too many people say, oh, I don't like the grab bars. They're ugly. Well, I don't know about all that. I'm a function over form guy. But I will say this, whenever there is a grab bar, I use it. I don't need one yet in my home, but eventually I will. And when I'm not feeling quite up to snuff, I grab hold of the radiator and pull myself up. Bad knees and all. Make sure your lighting is good in your home. I mean, I went outside, 30 minutes ago, and the sun wasn't even completely up. And I'll say this about Casa de McCann. We got a lot of windows, but we don't have a lot of light. And so what we've been doing is, one, making sure I actually change the light bulbs, because I'll get lazy. I'll admit it. My brother-in-law came over to the house and he's like, yeah, nice light, nice fixture over the dining room table. I was like, thank you. He goes, how come there's only two bulbs in it and you've got six? Because I'm lazy. Start changing out your light bulbs and start putting in LEDs. I mean, they're super, super efficient and, you know, they're not going to burn out. Those things last 3, 4, 5 years. So, and you want to make sure you have lighting outside. One of the things I have to do this weekend, I'm planning on it at least, is I need to stop on the way home and pick up a front porch light. I had one, and a bird built its nest in it. I didn't want to disturb the bird, so I just let him go. Okay, little bird, you raise your family and do what you got to do. By the time it moved out, light fixture was shot. Couldn't get a light bulb even in it anymore. It all corroded. And so now I've got a dark front porch, which is not a good thing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get a front porch light that has a motion sensor in it. That way I can leave it on, and it will come on when I walk up to the door. I don't want to leave it on 24/7. I want it to come on when I get there. By the way, someone asked me the other day, what's the blue light bulbs for? Because they saw somebody that had a blue light bulb in their on their front porch. That's either one of two things. The blue light bulb is either one for autism awareness and support, or it is for police, fire, and rescue support. They're both, you know, saying we support these people. That's the blue light bulb that I've seen. If it's a red light bulb, well, that's something different and probably illegal. Just saying. Red light district. Get it? Yeah. And another thing they're saying to do before you, before fall gets here is start cleaning up around your house for things that can become slip and falls, as far as like leaves, broken sidewalks. One of the things I don't want to do but is going to be happening soon is I realize the sidewalk going up to my front porch has got some pretty significant cracks in it. Now, it's not a big deal for me, but for somebody a little bit older, that could become a real problem. 345-1140. Jimmy in Colonial Heights.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Jimmy.
I was talking to a school teacher at the park the other day walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, do they have woodworking in school anymore? He said, no.
Nope.
I mean, I said, well, you know, I grew up, you know, construction type work, and I could read a ruler down to a 16th or 32nd. He said, these kids can't even read inches on a ruler. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let me see. When I was in high school, I took woodworking, metalworking. I took drafting. My father talked me into that, which I hated drafting. He loved it. I hated it. I took photography. You know, we used to be able to learn how to develop film. And from what I understand, none of that exists anymore. You know what I didn't take, but they had auto shop.
We could bring our vehicle around to the shop class and, like, you know, tune it up back then or change the plugs or whatever on and do the class, and we got graded for that too.
Yeah, I mean, so any work with your hands, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just a complete lack of interest on the student's part, or is it just, oh my God, what if little Jimmy gets a cut on his finger? What's going to happen then? It's sad. It's just downright sad.
Some of both. Everybody wants to be behind a computer screen, believe me.
Now,
they don't want to do manual labor.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I could be really selfish. Like I said, I'm 46. I'm getting ready to get married. My lady and I are not going to have kids. We're too old. All right.
Correct.
And I could be really super selfish and say, I just don't care. Because when I leave this planet, you know, it's not my problem anymore. But
correct.
I've got nieces and nephews and godchildren, and I'm worried about the world we're going to leave behind for them.
Well, I think about that every day myself, you know, what's going to happen to the world. You know, the kids nowadays don't even bring the trash can in off the street.
I offered a local high school. It's a very small, itty-bitty private school. I offered to come in once a week for an hour and teach little home improvement tips. Just little tips. And I offered to do it for free. And you know what they said? No.
That's ridiculous.
I offered to do it completely. And here's the thing. I talked to the kids, and they're like, we could have had shop class? We could have had shop class? I'm like, talk to your teachers. I offered nothing.
Well, that would have been something good for them to learn, but unfortunately, they just don't have an interest in anything anymore like that.
I mean,
they'll be paying somebody eventually to change a light bulb for them.
Oh, it's going to happen. I really appreciate you calling, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Bye. Think about this, folks. If you teach your kid how to unstop a toilet, you'll save them $200 every time they do it. Every single time they unstop a toilet, $200 that this keep stays in their pockets. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. News Radio WRVA. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 until noon, taking your calls at 345-1140, talking about all things home improvement and otherwise. Anything about the home. Remember, your house doesn't end at the end of your driveway. It's a community thing. By the way, for the second show at 10 o'clock, we're going to be discussing the tornado, the touchdown. There was, 10 of them, and what you should do if you are in the path of something like that. I don't know about you, but I was freaking out just a little bit. Try to keep it together, but you know, that's a terrifying thing. And what really freaked me out is you saw the footage of the flooring supplier that got hit, and one gentleman lost his life there. I drove past that like 2 hours before that happened. I was driving. Oh, wow. I never get to this side of town. Hey, they've really built this. Because I never go out that way. It's just nothing out there for me. And it was scary. And there are things you can do and things you shouldn't do. We'll discuss that. Okay, I just got this message from Chrissy. Chrissy? I can't pronounce it. Anyway, it says, bad news. My wife accidentally flushed a cap tip hairspray can down the toilet. It's about the diameter of a paint spray cup. My question is, do I have to pull the toilet to flush this out, or do you think it's gone down the sewer? We haven't flushed that toilet since yesterday a.m., which is when it happened. Thanks. Okay. He said she flushed it down the toilet. Okay, let's back this up. You drop something down into the toilet, usually it's going to sink to the bottom and be there. I know a lot of people do not want to reach down into it, but folks, it's a toilet. There's soap. You're a grown-up. Deal with it. All right, let's face it. If you've been a parent, heck, if you're a human being, you've changed a diaper at some point. Jordan, have you ever changed a diaper?
Yes.
Okay, see? Everybody, we've all dealt with it at some point or another. You know, that's life. The first 3 years of your life and the last 3 years of life, you get to poop your pants. So, one, fish it out. Two, but if this somehow went past the trap or is stuck in the trap, there's going to be a problem. Now, they said he has not flushed it, and that's a good thing. Usually, that's one of the few times I can't get something out of a toilet is when someone drops one of those spray can tops in it, be a hairspray or shaving cream or whatever. Usually those things get wedged in the trap, and you can sit there and bang on it with a closet auger all you want. It's either going to flip or it's going to skim right off the top of it. So here's what I would do if it was me, if it was my situation. Your sewer is anywhere from 3 to 4 inches in diameter. So if it made it to the sewer, chances are it flowed out to where it needs to go. But you haven't flushed it, so I would do this. We all learned the trick, or at least I think I've taught everybody the trick, of flushing a toilet with a bucket. What I would do in this case is I would take a 5-gallon bucket of water, and I would slowly add it to the bowl of the toilet. Now, if you're adding water and it's flushing down, it's going away, you know, whatever this wherever the cap is, it's now gone. It's down the sewer someplace, and hopefully it won't get hung up on anything. If it starts filling up, well, then you know that it's stuck in the trap, and you're going to have to take the toilet up. I've only had to twice I've had to pull a toilet to unstop it. And once it was a Lincoln log, like a kid's toy. Now, my father, he tells the story about this one time. He had a toilet. He couldn't unstop it to save his life. He tried plunging it. Wouldn't happen. He tried snaking it. Wouldn't happen. Pulled the toilet and couldn't see what was in it. Couldn't figure it out. And finally, he says, ma'am, there's nothing I can do. This thing is, we're going to have to replace the toilet. So they went. They got a new toilet. And after they put the new toilet in, he says, do you want to find out what was in it? And she's like, yeah, because obviously you couldn't get it unstopped any way you tried. So they took a hammer, broke the toilet, and it was a child's teacup, a little plastic teacup from a teacup set. And it got wedged in there, and no matter what you did, either direction, it just wasn't going to come out. Now, I have seen somebody blast one open with a pressure washer. That was pretty funny. I'll admit, I enjoyed that. It was funny. So that's what I would do. I would, in this case, caps down in the toilet. I'd take a bucket, slowly add water to it. If the water goes away, congratulations, it's gone down the sewer. If the water doesn't go away, congratulations, you get to pull a toilet and try to fish it out that way. Good luck either way you go about it. A couple last things, though, we got to start thinking about now that fall is upon us, which means winter is right around the corner. Removing air conditioners from windows. I know a lot of people that still use window units. We have three. Now, we had one. I had one big one. I mean, massive. It took me and two other people to get this thing into the window. And that's how we cooled 90% of the house. The thing is, now I have the mini split. I don't use it. But I have to deal with the fact that there's massive amounts of air that flows around it. And the unit itself is just a sieve. So what am I going to do with it? Well, I'm going to get a couple of friends to help me pop it out of the window and probably going to give it to a buddy of mine for his garage. Don't need it. Not going to use it. Problem is for me, that window has had a window unit in it since the 70s. And that window is welded shut. So I'm going to have to take not only pull the unit out, I'm going to have to pop all the trim around this window just to get the sash to go down. It's probably good. I mean, I need to get it out of there. I know cold air just poured around it last year. Now, the other units, the smaller ones, here's what you should do if you got a small window unit. Pull it out, wrap it in plastic or put a plastic bag around it, and store it in the garage, in your basement, away from, you know, anything that can get to it, water, caustic chemicals, whatever. And do not set it on its back. You want it to lay flat just like it would in the window. You don't want that oil draining out of it. It could really damage the unit. But pull all your window units. Now, we've got two that are small. One is going to go upstairs in the attic. The other one, the one for the bedroom, I just slide it underneath the bed. It's not that big. It's a little itty bitty unit. So under the bed, it goes. Check the fireplaces. If you are one of those people, you have gas logs, you just use the fireplace as a fireplace, or you have a wood stove, you need to have your chimney cleaned and inspected at least once a year before you start using the system. If you don't do that, it's really easy for carbon monoxide to build up in your house. And I want to remind you also, if you're going to use anything that burns, have a smoke detector and a carbon monoxide detector. A monitor is better. A lot of the detectors, they don't go off until it's way too late. I was talking to Bremac about my carbon monoxide monitor, which I paid good money for it. I think I paid like $130 for this thing. And Frank over at Bremac, I was talking to him about it, and he goes, okay, well, when'd you buy that thing? I was like, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? He said, chuck it. It's done. I said, but I paid a lot of money. He goes, chuck it. What's better, spending a couple of bucks or not having a monitor that does its job? And, hey, switch your ceiling fans around so that they are pulling air instead of blowing air. Remember, heat floats. You want to push the air across the ceiling, down the walls. You will be warmer. I don't care. My dad and I argue about this all the time, but I'm saying reverse it. I want the wind going up, pushing the heat down along the walls and the windows. So I'm getting ready for fall. I hope you are too. You can join me here every Saturday from 6 to 8, 10 until noon on the Home Show. Now, I do want you to follow me on Facebook. It just seems like it's a lot easier to deal with than Twitter. I might get an Instagram account at some point. I don't know if there's much purpose. And I want to remind you, if you are enjoying the show, tell WRVA that you do it. Follow WRVA on Facebook. And reminding you, next Saturday at 11:30, I'm getting married. Yep. I'm going to share my day of joy with all of you, because I tell you what, I have the best listeners on the planet. You're some of the sweetest people I've ever met, and I really do appreciate you joining me. You know, it's almost 16 years. Can you believe it? Almost 16 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.